set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, this March 6, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, I am fighting a cold. This change in weather outside just the other day, no coat. Now it's freezing, snowing, high winds here at the studio this morning, 25 degrees. Gale wind warning until 11 o'clock. So hopefully we won't lose power. We won't get knocked off the grid. Everything should be fine. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of stories from Lansing. Back and forth between the governor's office, the House, the Senate. All kinds of things happening. Pretty interesting. Economic development. Quentin Messer Jr., the governor's chief economic development officer, got quote of the day, MERS News Service yesterday. I want people in other states to fear us when they see us as being part of a short list of states, and I think that it's starting to happen. Of course, what is he talking about? Projects. Industrial experts in relocation. They analyze states. The working climate environment. The state government. Utility bills. Cost of electricity. Look at the cost of living. Look at property taxes. Look at sales tax, income tax. They have all these parameters that they consider. And they assess a letter grade to your state. From an economic business standpoint, these researchers advise big companies as to whether or not they should try to compete in our state. Or should they go to another state? Maybe farther south, where they won't have to be dealing with cold winter temperatures to heat their factories. Perhaps better schools. Perhaps better roads. Perhaps cheaper car insurance, perhaps cheaper electricity, lower property taxes. All of these things are taken into consideration. Well, the governor and others are looking at trying to attract businesses that Donald Trump is pushing. Will Michigan start courting Trump-based AI projects here in the state of Michigan? Kind of an interesting take after his speech the other night. And by the way, Governor Gretchen Whitmer attended the Governor's Association meeting with the president and never said a word. Sat back in the back of the room and just listened in. I don't even think Donald Trump even knew she was there. Could be wrong, but we're going to go on with this story. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Will Michigan start courting Donald Trump-blessed AI projects? Michigan should prepare to compete for businesses benefiting from President Donald Trump's focus on artificial intelligence, according to the governor's chief economic development officer, Quentin Messer Jr. At the start of his term, Trump touted a $500 billion planned investment involving OpenAI, which was co-founded by billionaire Elon Musk, as well as Japan-based SoftBank and Oracle, the Texas software company. The joint venture Stargate commenced with a $100 billion investment from the companies and the other equity backers. Meanwhile, Trump ordered the federal government on January 23rd to work on lifting barriers to the AI industry. Trump's strides to embrace AI are anticipated to come hand in hand with speedy data center development, building up the facilities containing physical computer infrastructure. Governor Gretchen Whitmer approved legislation last term authorizing the state's economic development officials to award sales and use tax exemptions to data centers, any upcoming data center projects through 2050, and extending them until 2065 if they repurpose a brownfield site. A brownfield site, folks, is basically something that has got ground contamination, perhaps water contamination. It's deemed a brownfield site. Well, in order to develop it, you've got to come in and remediate whatever the toxins are on the property. You got to spend a lot of your own money. Sometimes you have to dig up toxic waste, bring in new soil, get a certificate that it is no longer toxic, therefore no longer a brownfield. The other conditions that Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and this is funny. This is absolutely funny how ridiculously stupid she is. Whitmer says that the project would need to maintain at least 20 long-lasting jobs with wages worth at least 150% of the Prosperity Region median wage. They're going to need a site, said Messer. Whether it's Stargate or others, they're going to need a site, and we need to have those sites planned, developed, under control, working with communities well in advance. Messer made these comments yesterday afternoon while speaking to the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. Messer described to the media that although businesses might not be investing as much as they did in the floppy days of 2022 and 2023, Trump's announcements on artificial intelligence, repatriating manufacturing operations, shows a need for developed sites. Messer spoke to the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee because they are overseeing the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, as well as the State Department's Labor and Economic Opportunity Departments for this upcoming budget. So far, for the next state budget, MEDC is requesting $100 million. They want to put that into their Business Attraction and Community Revitalization Program. They will spend money on site development aids and business marketing campaigns. The request comes as the automatic funding stream for Michigan's larger scale grant program for companies, the SOAR Fund, Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve. Well, it's expiring at the end of this fiscal year. What are the numbers? Well, from September 18th to October 30th, 2 years ago, 2023, 18 business applicants applied for $87.5 million in SOAR Fund site readiness grants and were accepted by the MEDC. When it came to applicants overall, both unsuccessful and successful requests totaled $420 million in less than a two-month period. Messer said that up until the SOAR Fund's creation in late 2021, he would argue that Michigan was a decade and a half behind other states, especially comparing it to southern states. They were preparing large-scale sites for businesses to build on, not only making sure that they have control of their sites, but preparing their communities with education, along with job opportunities, investing in bringing in power, water, and needed infrastructure. We've significantly reduced the gap over the past several years, but there's still a lot of work to do, Messer said. This is not something that you can start and do once in a while and then abandon. When it comes to sizable development sites, Michigan could compete for these with other states. Noting that when he talks with most companies and their industrial consultants, they prefer large, flat farmland with no wetlands and easy access to electricity and highways, alongside competing with southern and midwestern states for development. Messer explained, Michigan is actually competing against Canada and Mexico as well. This isn't us just competing for other states, but now we have to deal with our neighbors to the north and to the south. He went on to explain, I want people to fear us when they see us as being part of the short list of states. I think it's starting to happen because we've had a comprehensive strategy focused on attracting and developing people, cultivating and revitalizing land sites. Now we are competing for winning projects, all part of the incentive package. We've also reached out with direct outreach to site selectors. Bottom line is this, folks. The future of the SOAR Fund now lies in the Republicans in the House, 18 Republicans in the Senate, needing to persuade two others. Is this really where we need to be spending our money? We cannot continue, according to Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader, we cannot continue with the ideology of if we build it, they will come. Other states and even other countries are doing the same thing. With all of our infrastructure problems that we have, I don't think right now we need to be developing sites for projects that may never come to Michigan. Nesbitt says while he recognizes the future of the SOAR funds are in our hands, we feel that it's independent of what may actually happen regarding cash grant portions of the fund. We will always be able to support infrastructure to sites, but we're not sure how much cash grant money we're willing to give away anymore, according to the Republican Senate Minority Leader. So, very, very interesting. Very interesting. Because one of the things that you have to look at is who's going to be the next governor. They can operate for the next 2 years with Whitmer's plans, but is this something that's going to be continued, hopefully, by the next Republican businessman? becomes elected governor is he's going to want to continue funding these projects or work on making us more attractive of a state that will naturally attract these projects. What am I talking about? Well, number one, you get rid of property taxes. Get rid of the state income tax. Cut the wasteful spending in Lansing. Get rid of a few of these bureaucratic agencies, departments, and give it back to the counties. Let the counties fix the roads. Let the counties provide services. And stop trying to mother us from Lansing. If you do those investments, which are major cuts to the budget spending, giving back the people their money via no property taxes, no state income tax, well, guess what? Lansing automatically gets smaller. They have to reduce their budgets across the board. But you can do it. It's all going to be based on the next governor. So we'll see. Republicans now in control of the House. I don't know how much of this economic development agenda of Governor Gretchen Whitmer they are going to have an appetite for. I'll reach out to a few of the state representatives I know and see what their thoughts are. But this budget that this governor wants, putting into these economic development funds, I'm not so sure it's going to fly. It's going to be very, very interesting. One last thought on this. Couple of text messages coming in on point. Until they cut the spending, they're never going to be able to afford these other projects. We have to focus on what's important. Right now, the roads suck. Can't argue with that. This warm weather, the thawing of the snow, the potholes getting filled with water. Very simply told Vicky, we're in Traverse City yesterday, if you see water, go around it. She wanted to drive. I said, okay, no problem, but just go around the water. She said, why? I said, because it's a pothole. It's filling up with melted snow, and you'll bend a rim. She did a really good job. Roads right now with this changing temperatures back and forth, expansion, contraction, melting, thawing, then ice and snow coming back. You got to be careful out there. And definitely, if you see water, assume it's a crater. Try to go around it if you can. Because, man, you can break wheels. You can damage your tires, blowouts. Bend a rim. Try to avoid it as much as possible. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.